morning, Terry.
Perhaps most striking about this, Wisconsin turns out to be number 42 out of 50 states in the country in job creation. Only a little over 35,000 jobs have been created toward a goal of a quarter million in 4 years.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of counting this jobs deficit. The Milwaukee Journal puts it that 212,000 jobs the governor has yet to create. So it was very curious this weekend where he announced a big program with a big number, $100 million he's going to spend to ante up on jobs, as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said.
This was supposed to be an administration that was going to create a lot of jobs and really revive the state's economy. What, in your estimation, has happened?
Well, to create jobs, you need to invest. We have a shortage of demand here in our society since the collapse of the housing bubble. And so most governments and governments around the world are trying to invest in their economy and stimulate growth. And what Governor Walker did instead is he did huge cutbacks in all sorts of key programs. And now he's announcing a little bit more investment in some of them. For instance, he wants to give $15 million to the technical college system and other folks to try and create jobs. But he cut $300 million from the university system and the technical college system. So his numbers just don't add up.
Do you see some of these new initiatives as a bit of a backpedaling on what he introduced 2 years ago?
I think just the headline that he's going to spend $100 million on jobs is a way of trying to say I'm doing something. Yet, you know, it's the opposite of what he actually did do. He cut all sorts of programs, some of the steepest cuts that we've ever seen. And so it is a little bit of a backpedaling, and it's not enough money. It's like throwing some seed money at various programs, and it's not really going to do anything.
In all fairness, it's only been 2 years. Can we judge a governor's performance in that short of time? President Obama has needed at least 4 years to help turn around the nation's economy.
In all fairness, it is true that the governor is not the only person or not even perhaps the greatest force in stimulating an economy. However, other states, other neighboring states, are doing a lot better than ours. And so these numbers are very shocking and very anomalous for the state of Wisconsin. It usually would come back in a recession fairly quickly, and that's not happening now. And it's not happening because of the governor's austerity policies.
Mary Botari, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.